Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast to try to help Black people feel seen. Please feel free to donate to the show at the link in the show notes. And please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches, word to Yo Gotti. If you are watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and all of the things. I'm your host, Sequoia. And today, joining me as we briefly dip back into the TV show land, we have comedian, actress, and the scam goddess herself, Lacey Mosley. Lacey, I'm so excited to have you.
Sequoia, I'm so excited to be here. You know, I had an epic journey to get here, child.
I know. Wait. You went through it today. You've been going through it all day.
The devil was really against me.
Mm-hmm. You don't look like what you've been through. Hair looks good.
And that's a message. When a Black person says you look like what you've been through, ooh, that's not good. That's not good.
You don't want to look like what you've been through.
I got my WGA never. T-shirt on, like, mm-hmm. You know, support the gang.
Strike going on strong. Yep. Yeah. Gang, gang. Cool. Okay. Lacey, do you want to tell them a little bit about yourself? Do you have anything that you would like to share with them? Don't worry if you do not.
Oh, I mean, share. I mean, I do a podcast called Scam Goddess. I love doing other people's podcasts, especially because this was like Black people at Paramore. I was like, wait, Paramore, Black people? Like, yes, my vibes. So you don't even know how, babes, we're going to get into it.
But
yeah, and I'm an actor. If you're live right now, stream iCarly. It's fun on Paramount Plus, or watch The Outlaws July 7th on Netflix. That comes out, or watch The Lopez Show on Peacock. Put some of me in your eyeballs so I can continue to get checks.
Come on, all of the projects. I didn't know that you had The Outlaws coming out. I didn't know that was a thing. Very cool. Yeah.
I'm very excited about it. They low key scammed me because I flew out to shoot it while I was shooting iCarly. And then they were like, hey, we actually need you to come back to shoot another scene that we added. And then they like did this whole thing where they were talking to my studio reps and everything, trying to get me back out there. All this, right? I fly out on a red eye after shooting, have to go from the plane to set. So it's 5 a.m. and I'm straight to work, right? Off the plane. And so I got that good plane sleep.
right? That great plane sleep.
You know that great plane sleep next to a baby. My favorite.
Like, the most quiet baby in the world, always.
Actually, sometimes I get a good baby, and I really like. I will say, like, man, you got a great baby. Like, I'll turn around and be like, you got a great baby there. That's a good baby.
Wow.
Sometimes they be chill.
I never got a good baby, not once. So
I've gotten lucky. They be cooling. They be chilling. And I'm like, and even if they were crying, I feel for parents, and so I'm not gonna make it a thing.
Yeah. Right. I would never make it a thing. Yes.
Right. I might feel internally like, damn, but that's all. You know, I'm gonna try to
keep it to myself. I'm gonna keep it cute.
Right. If anything, I'm gonna be like, you need me to bounce them around? Like, let's get to the solution.
Solution oriented, absolutely. Yes.
I'm this baby's auntie now. But I'm a plain auntie. But no, so I get there, I look at the script, like the sides that they gave me. I had no lines. And I was like,
you're joking.
For this, for no lines. And then they were like, no, we just want you to go off. And I was like, what? They're like, yeah, we just want you to go off. And I was like, all right, bet. Like, so it's a very fun movie. Yeah.
Okay. I'm very excited to see it. So they wanted you to improvise, just like, do you.
And I have the last line in the movie, and it is improvised from them tricking me to come out there.
Now, I have seen Lacey improvise. I saw you on Langston's podcast. My mama told me.
Yes, love Langston.
The live show episode.
Oh,
the live
child. Show. So you told me act a fool. Oh my goodness.
You acted a fool. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I was hysterical in my seat, losing my shit.
Oh, thank you. But also, Langston and I have known each other for a while. And he was like, first of all, you are a headliner. Why you come out with all this aggression? And I was like, I thought we was doing a bit.
Right. I didn't know.
Why you bring this bell on stage? I was like, I saw it on the walkout. I don't know. I think I did a split in that show.
You did a split, and you ate them up. You absolutely ate them up, and you did a split. It was great. Wow. An experience. If you haven't seen Lacey live, you need to. Damn, I wish this was coming out before your live show tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, I know that you have one tomorrow. I'm sad that I'm going to miss it because I have a birthday dinner, but
birthday. Yeah.
Not my birthday, but somebody else's birthday dinner. But damn. Yeah. If she has another one, go see it. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it. It's going to be a thing. But I'm excited for it. Tomorrow's about to be wild as hell. We teched it and I was like, okay, I know the vibes. It's going to be crazy. My mom's going to be in it. It's crazy.
Your mom's gonna be in it. Not about to have to cancel the birthday dinner.
Listen, my mom is a Leo and a ham, and when she said she was coming to town, I was like, "Do you want to be a part of like a little?" She's like, "Oh, absolutely. Okay, so what am I gonna wear? Like, I'm literally getting her makeup done. Like, she's gonna get her
I love
makeup
it.
done."
I
Yeah.
love a Leo too. That's my favorite. I love a Leo.
Yes, because Leo's
Absolutely.
like, my mom will brag about me sometimes on Facebook, but it's not like what you like. You'd be like, "Oh, my daughter's in this." She'll post and be like, "Oh, watch this show tonight because you might see somebody who looks like me. Like, watch Better Call Saul. You're gonna see somebody who look like me."
Classic. It's classic. I love it.
Main character, big main character
Main
energy.
character, huge main character energy. And I stand a Leo for that reason. I wish I had a little bit of
Yes,
Leo on my chart. I don't. But that's
I
neither here
do.
nor there. You do? You, of
I'm
course you
very main
do. You know,
character,
you seem
so.
like you would. Of course you do. Yeah. I
Little
like it.
Aries, little Leo, little Libra. Yeah, it's all on
Oh,
her
you got
plate.
lots of. Damn, you have everything that I literally have none of. I don't have not a
That's
piece of Libra,
compatibility.
no
Wait, what's
Leo.
your
I ain't got none
sun?
of that. Gemini.
Okay, yes, I like Geminis, just especially Gemini women. So, yes.
Them the main ones. We don't even claim the man. We got to call them something
Yes.
else. They're just an issue, but
And I've never seen a
that's
Gemini
me.
girl who wasn't, at least my friends, like, or beat down, like, face beat, hair lay. Like, she's cute. She's very
You
cute.
must.
Yes.
It's a must. How else would I show up? I'm gonna pop out how I
Right.
pop out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I
Period.
know you know what I mean.
Yes.
Okay. Before we get to talking about Reba, we have my first segment, In My Defense. In My Defense is where we bring one of our unpopular opinions and defend it for you all. Lacey, I would
Yes.
love to hear what you are
Cordell.
defending this week.
Ooh, this one's gonna make the girls mad. It's gonna make them
Ooh,
upset.
I love something that makes the girls mad.
They're
Yes.
gonna be incensed. Okay. Rage. It's giving rage. But I do not believe that something is a spoiler after it airs.
After it
So,
airs at all.
like, babe, let's be so serious. Like,
So there's not a time limit. You said if it's aired, it's not a spoiler.
if it's aired. Now, if you got a leak from somebody at the back line or some shit, like, okay, I understand that. But if it's aired, babes, you're late, honey, sweetie. And you just need to stay off of social media. That's not our
Okay.
problem. We
That's on
world is
you.
bad. Shit is bleak. Let me
Bad
enjoy
news.
Succession real time on the timeline, okay? Because think about this.
Yeah.
Think about this. What if somebody was like, "Oh my God, don't tell me. Like, y'all all on the internet talking about who won the Super Bowl. Why y'all spoiling it? What are you saying?
That's fair. That's fair.
My kids already got
I
their
didn't watch
t-shirts from the
it.
losing team. Like, what are you saying? We
Right. No, that's
Yeah.
very fair because I'm going to Beyonce's tour in September.
As am I in my regalia. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Absolutely, we'll be showing up and showing out. And at first, I was like, you know what? I feel like people are doing too much posting this shit on the internet. You know, half of us not seeing this for the next 4 or 5 months. Like, why are y'all posting the first few shows on the internet? And then I had to be fucking for real. And I was like, you know what? This is on you. You either go to the early show, one, two, block Beyonce, everything regarding Beyonce from your timeline, or shut up and suck it up. And so I shut up and suck it up. You know what I mean?
And
Now I
I'm
know.
like, I want to see the video so I can learn my steps and my choreography, my
And
choreography.
there's that
You know?
because we
I'm
had
gonna
to
be boom
learn to
catting
be
right with
mute.
Beyonce.
To be mute when she said be mute because the girlies are not being mute. And I don't know what the fuck is wrong with y'all. Beyonce said everybody on mute and y'all talking. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. So I had to, see where they went wrong in order to make it right for my show in September. I had time to prepare.
But I
That's
do
a good
love
one.
Sequoia that you're saying, like, you took the personal responsibility of, like, okay, if I don't want to see this, da 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 da. Because I feel
Oh,
like so many
yeah.
people want to be like, yeah, everyone should have the common courtesy to, you trying to tell the internet what to do? You
Yeah.
trying to tell Al Gore and Beyonce's internet what to do? Like,
Losing
silly.
battle.
A goofy
Yeah, you're not gonna win
time.
that one. Yep.
Yeah.
A silly, goofy time. Absolutely. Okay, my in my defense this week is a little bit different. I can't remember if I said this on the show before, y'all. I already told y'all I don't have any more unpopular opinions to defend publicly. Things that I'm willing to say
Publicly.
going forward have to go behind the paywall. But I
Okay.
found one. I
NDA.
dug deep. NDA, you gotta sign something because no. I dug deep. I found something for y'all. I might have said this before. I don't remember. Scooping instead of dipping is insane. It's a sickness. If
Now,
you
are
take
we
a
talking about dip
chip,
it up, pick it up slow, or? I was just trying to figure out what kind of, I dip, we dip. Like, I thought we was dancing. That's where I went.
you
Okay.
take a
Chip.
potato chip or a tortilla chip and you scoop it in a dip as opposed to simply up and down dipping it, we're just not, you know what I mean? We're just not on the same type of vibe.
So you
It's
like
just
to
not for
finger
me.
the dip with the chip. You like to diddle it with the
I want to
dip.
finger the dip with a chip like this. Exactly. Precisely. Just a coating. It just needs a light coating. Y'all be trying to overdo the entire chip, overpower the entire chip with a whole scoop.
Not
Go get a
supportive.
spoon. If you want to drink it, go get a spoon.
I don't agree with you. I think you are scoop shaming.
Nobody does, and that's okay.
And also, like, let's think about Frito-Lay and how they got a whole chip that's called the scoop for scooping
Oh
purposes.
Lord, not you sounding like Garrick. He said the same thing when I
With
told
the
him
French
this. He come
onion
on.
dip.
He's talking about, it's those chips called scoops. And what about it? That's, you know what? That's enabling. They're
That's
enabling
what the
y'all to
people
make bad
want.
decisions. No, it's enabling y'all to make bad decisions. You know, what is a sin? Greed? It's a sin. We don't do that around here. Okay? You just dip
Gluttony,
and you pull it
you
up.
mean? Greed is a sin, but like, I think you mean gluttony is what you're talking about. You're
Lacey,
saying
you
we
know what the
taking
hell I
out too
meant.
much dip.
You know exactly what the hell I meant.
Okay.
Yes.
You're saying we being greedy with the
Gluttony.
dip.
Yes.
Okay. We a billionaire, but of dips. Okay. Like,
You being a glutton
I'm
with the
hoarding the
dip.
dip. Okay.
You're
My
hoarding the
question is,
dip.
okay. So I have a question for you then. So, you know, ratios are important. And some people want the ratio to the dip to the chip. They don't want just like a little skinny dip in the dip in the chip. You know, they want to get fully in there and get in that thing. And so my question is, because this is making me think, like, if you eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, what's your peanut butter and jelly ratio? Because it's giving like you just having like bread and like a whisper of
I don't eat that.
topping.
But if
Wow.
I did, it definitely would be a whisper of peanut butter, a whisper of jelly, and primarily bread. Even when I make like a lunch meat sandwich, you know,
Wow.
I don't want a lot of lunch meat on there. I
I
want
agree
mostly
there.
bread. Okay, so it's
But also the
the
energy you gave when I asked about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and she was like, no, Michelle Obama didn't let us eat that in school. I don't know what kind
I'm
of
telling
hood
you,
rat sandwiches you're having.
they took Uncrustables straight out of my school, so I didn't have that. But I also don't like peanut butter nor jelly, so I have weird food tastes. That's like a running theme on this podcast. People are like, I don't want to hear any more of your food takes because I've had enough because you are an issue. So that's it. I decided I would leave y'all with one more, just a little dip chip. That wasn't that bad, right? Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll move on to Song of the Week. I have a song this week. Would love to hear yours, Lacey.
Yes. Okay, wait. Tell me yours first because I have to think of the
Okay.
name of my song. I know who it's by, but I'm trying to think of the specific name.
Okay, go for it. So I have been watching The Idol. I don't want to say I love it.
Okay, look, that's my shame because I've been looking at it too.
I've
It's
been watching it.
so bad, like
It's pretty bad.
comically bad. And they think they're
It's
smart. They're like, we're doing a smart thing. And like, how many times can you artfully light one nipple? Like, they are
I'm
lighting this
telling
nipple.
you.
You got black lights, you got sunlight, you got like, you're gonna see this nipple in every form that a nipple could be seen. It's just a
And it's
music
still pink
video.
every time. It's fine. Okay, we got it. The pink nipples exist. Thank you.
Yes, an underboob
I
carrying
appreciate
the
it.
show. It's underboob and nipple, you know.
It's doing a lot of the
Also,
heavy
you know what
lifting.
drives me crazy on the fucking Idol is that anytime they have the little sex scenes where The Weeknd is like a part of it and he's like eating her out or something, he's so comically far away from where a vagina would be that I'm like, what are we
Yes.
doing? Like, Skinamax did better than this. Like,
Yes.
I'm a child
Wow,
of
not
Skinamax.
Cinemax.
We saw
Right, I can cut
sex
on
porn.
Cinemax.
You got to do
Right.
better than this.
Yeah,
Like,
it's all a little
it's
not
also
great.
just bad men. Like, I want to be abused and I want to be so sexualized. Like, it's so weird and bad. Like, Sam Love
It's
is such a good
bad.
shame. But anyways, go
I'm telling
ahead. I think
you,
I know what you're about to say for your
I
song, though.
you do. You know what I'm about to say for my song. And that little rat tail is really pissing
Oh
me off.
my
His whole
God.
wig is pissing me off,
You know what
honestly.
makes me mad about that rat tail? Is that it's not even a fucking rat tail. Like, a rat tail is supposed to just be like, you don't have no hair and then you have a little
Yes.
tail. It's literally
Right.
his thin ass, like, he got
Why
Tweety
is this a
just for me
thing?
perms. He
What
got
is going
Tweenie.
on?
He got the just for me and it left just a little bit of
Absolutely.
hair and they put it in a ponytail.
Yeah.
No, it's
Yeah.
a bad
It's too
ponytail.
much. It's not good. Right.
That's
No.
like when you
I
go to
don't like
your
it, but the
hairstylist and they
song.
be like, do you want to trim? And you're trying to hold on to that little bit. Is that?
You gotta let it go. You gotta let them dead ends go, baby. Mr. Weekend, you have to let that go. Abel. Yes, but the song is World Class Center slash I'm a Freak. That's the name of the song.
I'm a
It's
freak girl. You know I wanna bang.
so good. I'm like, oh, this is an earworm. When I first heard it, I said, oh, now that's something I can, that's something I can work with. I went and looked for it on streaming. It wasn't on there, but it just got on there. So if you want to hear it, go listen to World Class Center by Miss what's her name? Lily
It's
Rose
G.
Depp.
Oh, but I thought Jimmy from Blackpink sang it. Is it really Lily singing?
No, it's the main
Oh,
girl.
go,
Or at least it's
Jimmy!
credited to her on streaming. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe the Blackpink girly does have like a version, I would imagine. That makes sense.
Yeah, I know she's featured on a
Yeah.
lot of stuff, but I will give it to them that I'm a freak song. I love it. I was like, you know, I want to bang. Yeah, who
I'm
doesn't want to
telling
bang? Ooh,
you.
who
I'm
am my
a
spirit?
freak, yeah.
Yeah,
It's like slut pop. I love it.
yeah.
I love
Oh
a
my
slut
God,
pop moment.
slut pop. I love that term.
I think
Yes.
I got that from, what's her name? Damn, I really want to credit her because I don't want to act like I came up with that on my own, but I can't think of her name
Nah,
right now.
it's too
Somebody will
late.
know
The
it.
scam. You
I
came up with the
know.
Sequoia.
It's
Sequoia,
attributed to
coin
me
slut
now.
pop.
Thank you. She has an entire album called Slut Pop. I don't remember the lady's name right now, but anyways, moving on. I would love to know your song, Lacey. If you did you
So,
think of the name? Because we both can't think of stuff right now.
okay. It's by Steve Lacy, and it's
Okay.
called Dark Red. It's like, don't
Okay.
you give me up, please. I'm in love. Like, it's so sexy. And I just love Steve Lacy. I think he's super beautiful. And also, I think I'm super attracted to him because his name is, last name is Lacy. And I'm like, oh, like,
Lacey.
Lacy, Lacy? Like, I could be Lacy, Lacy? Like, that would fulfill
Ooh.
my dreams of, you know, being a main character. And
Yeah.
I once dated a guy named Lacey solely because his name was Lacey. And I was like, Lacey, you gotta stop dating this man. You don't really like him. But
You don't even like him, right? What you name Lacey? It's for the
like, his name
aesthetic.
Lacey, though. Like, the aesthetic, you know, it was giving. You
Lacey and
know, you
Lacey,
gotta ride it
yeah.
out a little bit sometimes because it was giving.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but then I was like, okay,
It's not your
let's get
fault.
serious. Be a serious person. Sometimes.
Okay, I'm gonna have to listen to that one. The only Steve Lacey song I know is that one that went viral on TikTok.
Bad
Just that
habit.
little portion.
I bite my tongue. It's bad habit,
Bad.
my
Exactly.
dear. Oh, I
I'm gonna
love
have to get
him.
into
He,
some other
you know, he was
stuff.
in the internet. I love the internet. Like, Girl is one of my all-time favorite songs. Love Sid. You know, Sid is so fun. But like, one time
It
someone
is.
threw a bra on stage that was like very comically large on
That's
at Sid's
it?
show. Yeah, and she picked it up. She was like, "Is this for me? Y'all know I ain't got no titties." Like, it was so funny. She's so fun. But also,
She
y'all
put her head
stop
in it.
throwing shit on stages, y'all. I saw BB Rucker get hit in the head with a phone yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is not okay. Please,
I know
y'all.
y'all are doing it because you're like, oh, they're gonna pick the phone up and I'll get a viral moment, but like, why are we chasing clout, bro? If you do, if you are a nurse, why are you chucking a phone at somebody's head on stage? Like, let's be
Like, what
so
the
for
fuck is
real.
wrong with you? Right. Now, if BB Rexha got off the stage in the crowd and beat your ass, then she's wrong. But you
What?
literally chucked a phone at my head.
It was a man
No.
and they took him to jail. They took him straight to prison.
And as they should have, because you tried to cause somebody bodily harm at their fucking show. So stop.
Right. You paid for a ticket to chuck your phone in my head. Like, what's going on?
Certainly did not. Would never do that.
No.
Okay, great song. I'm gonna have to listen to it because I know Steve Lacey has a good little voice.
Oh,
I
yes.
enjoy what I've heard thus far, so I'm gonna check it
Great
out.
musician.
We can move on to the main topic.
Ooh.
Reba. This is something that you specifically wanted to do too, because Reba was on my list, but I didn't send you that list, I don't think.
Oh
And so,
no,
like,
I didn't
you
get a
just
list.
happened to say it, right? You just happened to say it, and I was like, that's funny because
A
that
single
is
mom who
one of the
works
things on my
too
list.
hard and loves her kids in their
Might be a song.
socks with a gentle hand and a heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor. I hit that hard R.
Now,
That's the only time you can hit the hard R,
yeah,
is
of
I'm a
course,
survivor. Ugh.
she always hits the hard art.
And I don't want to know nothing about her. I don't want to know nothing about her because
Right.
I do not her milkshake
Just
duck. I don't want to know she votes for
joking.
Trump 3 times a year, whenever she can. I don't want to know.
Me neither. Me neither. And she really don't be trying to tell us either, which I appreciate. If keep it to yourself, baby. Be quiet.
Right.
Be
Be
quiet. We
quiet.
just want to enjoy the we just want to enjoy Reba.
Don't
We just
ruin
want to have a
this
good
for
time
us,
watching Reba.
okay?
Please. Okay, so for those of y'all who don't know what Reba is, Reba is an American television sitcom starring country music singer Reba McEntire that aired from October 5th, 2001 to February 18th, 2007. The series originally premiered on the WB, where it aired for 5 seasons, with the 6th season airing on the CW. Most episodes were filmed in front of a live studio audience, like many shows at the time. That was a good time in television. Lacey, in your own words, can you describe the premise of Reba for us?
Okay, so it's so funny that you say it was on the WB, because now it started to make me realize why Black people were seeing it, because it was on the WB. It was on Warner Brothers.
Exactly.
You see the cops? Exactly. Warner Brothers. It was on Brothers. Our network, yeah. Brothers. But, okay, so Reba is about a redheaded white lady who is very tenacious, and she divorces her husband Brock, who ain't shit, and he gets a new wife. I forget her name, but she was like the cute one with the blonde hair who was funny. But the new wife get on her nerves. Reba can't escape Brock, her husband. She can't escape his bullshit. He always at the house. He always there with his new wife. He is a man child that will not give up. It's like, we got divorced, sis. Why are you in my house all the time? Then she has her kids. You know, she got Cheyenne, who, like, she's cute, but she a fuck up. And then, you know, she got her little boo, and her boo is dumb, too. And then they gonna have a baby. Mm-hmm. And then now Reba got a new baby. And it's like, Reba's like, I honestly think the plot of Reba was really her trying to be like, how do I get all these motherfuckers out of my house? How do I get them out of my house? And everybody was like, Mom, Reba, it's very cozy in here. And we will all be joining.
Right. We'll be here.
No, girl.
She's like, please don't.
No, yeah, you're not going to go groceries. We'll be on the couch when you get back. Like, don't worry. We're never leaving.
She's like, please don't. So get the fuck.
Really, Reba is about a hardworking middle America white woman who can't get rid of anybody out of her house.
Like, Damn, a nightmare.
They pulling up. They having kids. They not leaving.
Ugh.
She's a gracious
Hate
queen.
That for her.
I know.
When did you start watching Reba?
I think that was probably like, I don't know, 11? 10 or 11?
Okay. Was it like a Nick at Night type situation or like something like that?
I think it was like maybe in the later seasons, but at some point I think it was airing. Maybe in the later seasons. But it was just like, I got enveloped in Reba because she was a survivor. And it was just, it's funny. They had good jokes over there. It's just like them barefoot country white people that I know because I'm from Texas. And
okay.
And they were funny, and it was comforting. And like Reba, you know, she gives me like, she's like TV Xanax. I'm like, ugh, get put in my veins. Like, love it.
It is kind of relaxing, right? I had never seen an episode before this morning. I watched some episodes of Reba to prepare for this podcast. I watched the first episode of every season. The pilot hooked me immediately. I was like, oh, this is funny. And that's hard to do for a show that came out in 2001 that I'm watching for the first time in 2023. I'm like, oh, this is really good. So there's really something to it. And it seems like Black people specifically like it a lot. And I have theories, but we'll get to that later. And I would love to hear yours.
Well, would love to hear your theories. I mean, I just gathered one. But no, it's like, I think we all kind of love mashed potato TV. And I don't like that it gets a bad rap. I do a lot of mashed potato TV. Like, Lopez is in front of a live audience. So when I'm on that show, we're in front of a live audience. iCarly.
Oh, you mean you do it? You act in it, not that you watch it. My bad. We're not doing the same thing. I'm watching it. Lacey's doing it. Okay.
I watch it too. But to your point of like a live studio audience, like I've done a laugh track. iCarly is a laugh track show. Lopez is a live studio audience. So that was my first multicam with a live studio audience, and the feeling is so electric. Like I did theater my whole life, so it was like kind of going harkening back to that. But I think comedy in general gets a bad rap. Like, look at the award shows. It's always for, like, dramatic things and best dramatic actor and whatever. And, like, it's like, okay, yeah, these shows or these movies and these shows are super important. But, like, let's think back. How many times are you going to watch 12 Years a Slave versus how many times would you watch Talladega Nights? Like, one of those, you could be like, hey, girl, come over. We're gonna throw on Talladega Nights. We're going to throw on The Wood. You know, we're going to throw on Two Can Play That Game, you know?
Yeah.
But they're not serious. But it's like, okay, why do they have to be serious? Because in terms of consumption, I'm gonna watch Reba over and over again before I'm gonna watch like some sad ass show about a murderer, before I'm gonna watch Dahmer over and over again. And I loved Dahmer. I had a friend in Dahmer, and that's why I watched it. And I do think it's kind of fucked because, like, we shouldn't glorify serial killers, but my homie was in it, so I was like, I gotta support the homies. But like, I'm not gonna watch that again. Like, ever.
No, I'm not watching Chernobyl repeatedly.
Chernobyl repeatedly. Ain't nobody like you get to the function and they like, hey y'all, put on Roots. Like we not. Hey y'all, throw on that Fruitvale Station. Throw on that Fruitvale.
You scaring the
You
hoes. You
scaring
scaring
the
the hoes. You
hoes.
gotta get on. Yeah.
You
You gotta
scaring
get
the
on.
hoes. Like, you need to
Yeah.
leave immediately, and don't forget to go when you leave, because
Don't
what?
forget to go when you leave too, okay? No, cut the camera, dead ass. I'm not watching that.
That is. So
Why?
I think
This
this
we can't be here doing that.
right. So I think there's something that's really beautiful about Reba, that it has that component to it where it's like rewatchability. You can fold your laundry to it. You can put it on if you have anxiety. A lot of people with anxiety watch the same show over and over and over again because they know it's going to happen. And so, and maybe you hear a joke that you didn't hear
Yes.
the first time. And there's a lot of jokes in Reba, so.
Yes. 100%, because the thing about mashed potato TV, as you call it, which I really like that name, I've never heard that before. You don't have to be so glued to the television while you are watching it. So you can rewatch it back and be like, oh, I did miss that joke the first time. This is really funny. It's enjoyable multiple times because maybe you weren't sitting there like absorbing and then you're exhausted afterward. Maybe you're feeling energized. Maybe the theme song brings you a little bit of peace, which a lot of theme songs do for me. For like older shows like Ariba. Speaking of theme songs, do you have a preferred theme songs between the seasons? I see it switched up a little bit from the first
Yeah,
season's
I got a
theme
little
song
more rock
to
and
the second one.
roll-ish.
Right. It got a little pop, it got some drums under
Yeah, some
it as opposed to
snares.
just the
I'm very much of the mindset of like, I fell off of Power, but I'm very much of the mindset of Power. Like, give me the original theme song. And just like they cussed out 50 Cent when he switched from Joe singing, "This is a big rich town," to Trey Songz. And we was like, turn that off, put Joe back.
Oh,
And everyone got
what a choice.
mad. Everyone got
Yeah.
mad, and 50 switched it back to Joe.
As he should have. Good job, 50. The one good thing you
Right,
do,
because you
50
are a
Cent. Good
troll.
job.
But
Yeah.
like,
A
we
troll.
hopped on his ass on the internet and we're like, how dare you take our beloved Joe off of this? Like, put Joe back on.
For Trey Songz at that, don't piss me off. Like,
Right.
come on, 50.
Yeah.
You know
We
what you're
don't
supposed
need
to do.
Aaliyah, the assaulter. We're good. We don't need him.
We don't need him to yodel. He can keep the
We don't
yodel
need
at
his
home.
yodeling ass, weird ass. We good.
We really don't.
Yes.
Keep it. Okay, so you like the original theme
Yeah.
song.
I wasn't
I
mad at the
again
other
had.
one, but
Okay, yeah. I watched it for the first time again this morning, and there was something so nostalgic about that original theme song, even though I had never seen it. I was like, wow. I feel at ease listening to this. This is great. And then I got to the second season. I was like, oh, what did, why did they do this? Why is it popping
right.
like this? I don't like it. And then in the later seasons, they tried to do like a little mix of the two. It had like a little twang to it, a little bit more twang, but it still had the snares and the 808s under it.
Yeah,
Like,
it feels like people
you
wrote
can
strongly
strip it.
written letters. It feels like some
I'm
to whom it
certain.
may concerns had hit WB, and they were like,
Absolutely.
y'all went too far, step too far.
Reba is from Texas. Why doesn't the theme song sounds like she's from Texas? What have you guys done? I already know there were strongly worded letters being
Yes,
written,
and I'm
certainly.
from Texas, so we know
I'll
what
let you
Reba
know.
supposed to sound like.
We know what Reba's supposed to sound like. I
Girl.
have one additional theory. Reba is the original redheaded baddie. She looks cute. I like the red hair. Do you think Red Rihanna is one of Reba's sons?
Ooh, okay. They, at one point they did both have that flip up cut.
They
They both had
did.
that
They
flip up.
did.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think maybe there was a stylist who was like, Rihanna, okay, walk with me. Walk with me.
I'll
Do
tell
you
you.
know about a single mom who works too hard and loves her kids and never stops and has a gentle hand and a
Do
heart of a fighter? She's a survivor. She's also a
a survivor.
tastemaker. Okay?
A
So a
trendsetter.
trendsetter, if you will, walk with me. And then Remy was like, yes. And I also have a thing for redheads.
Me too.
I work with Conan, and I told Conan this. Well, I don't work with Conan. I just am at his company. But like, I had him on my podcast, and I told him, because he's a redhead. I was like, I used to be so obsessed with redheads. Like, I would like have like I would like see people like in Pittsburgh when I was in college, and like if they had red hair, I would like take a picture of them. And one of my friends was like going through my phone looking for like a photo or something, and was like, "Why do you have all these pictures of these redheaded people in here that are just like the back of their head or something?" Like, "You look like a murderer," and I was like, "No, I just think they're really pretty."
That is very fucking creepy.
I mean, I don't do it anymore, but she was like, "We have to stop this." I was like, "It's just a little click. Like, I think they're so pretty."
I just want to
If
know,
I was
like,
white,
were
I would
you
be a
planning on,
redhead. I don't want to be white. I love being black, but if
okay,
I was, I think I'd be a redhead.
you would be redhead. Were you planning on trying red hair? Is that why you were keeping the pictures? You're like, oh, maybe I'll try this shade of red, or I'll do this. No, that wasn't
Was
even the
never
reason. You just
planning
want,
to
okay.
try red
No,
hair, but
that's
I
fair.
do love that you're
That's
trying
fair.
to rationalize this into normal thinking. There, it's not
You
there
know what?
though, and that's
I was trying to do
okay.
something, right?
You were
Okay.
like, "Oh, you were trying to test out colors like Clairol. That's why you did it."
Naturally, right.
Right. Right,
See if
no.
anything's gonna work.
No. And like, and Reba got that good red hair. Like, okay, so Rihanna did red, but it was like Kool-Aid, you know, when the girls used to dye their hair
Yes,
with
it was red,
Kool-Aid. It
red.
was red, red.
Yes.
But Reba got that red hair that, like, I don't know if she's actually a natural redhead, but whoever colorist is, like, it don't matter. She is. Maybe she's born with it. But, like, it's that orangey, brassy red that it's just so good. I love it.
It is a very good red, like a nice. It gives Clairol. Like I'm like, yeah, this is like a very good. It don't seem like a natural red, but she. I've never seen her with any other hair color, and
Yeah.
every image is that red hair. So I'm like,
Well, as
that might
someone
be her
who's
hair
seen a lot of
color. Let's see.
redheads and taken a lot of photos of them without them knowing,
Right.
it's a good deep
That's true.
red. It's giving
It's deep, right?
reality, realness.
Okay, it's giving reality. Okay, who knew? Okay, back to the show though. Do you have a favorite episode or storyline?
Remember really liking the episode where Cheyenne comes home and like tells Reba that she's pregnant, and like how Reba deals with that, and how Brock deals with it, and the funny stepmom, who I can't remember her name, but like all of them dealing with this thing of like now another person's moving into the house. And it wasn't like shamey, which I thought was very progressive for the time, but it was kind
Yeah,
of just like,
definitely.
what are we gonna do now? And like, I guess I like that because like there's certain moments where like Reba and the new wife like have like connections, and I always thought that that was great because I'm like, oh, look at Reba, such a good lady. She's this annoying lady who will not stop coming to her house, who is fucking her ex. Like she just sometimes they still have these moments where they're like lovely. So I don't know. I just and then it actually happened in my real life. Like I'm an oops baby. I was my mom was in college when she had me. And or like maybe just getting out of college, she's 21. But like, so my mom and my dad were never together. But like, my stepdad has been in my life since I was a child, so I also consider him a father. But my father is great, my biological one as well. But like, recently, we had a Thanksgiving, and I wanted to see everyone, but knew I didn't have enough time to get everywhere. So my dad was like, my biological father was like, "Oh, we just finished Thanksgiving here," and I was like, "Oh, just pull up to the house." So they pull up to the house. We all eat sweet potato pie, and my mom could cook, so it was a bust down. So they showed up, and they was eating everything too,
Texas.
right? Texas. But so I was like, "Damn! Like, look at my blended family. Like, it's just like Reba. Like, everybody on here in our house. I love
That
it.
is very cute.
Yes.
That
I
is
was like,
very
you go,
cute. I want to
mom.
hear a
You're
little bit more about the
Reba.
foods. What else she was cooking? You had
Oh,
some sweet potato
listen.
pie.
So there's always sweet potato pie, pecan pie. They're all from scratch. And my mom has a little secret recipe that I know that I cannot share. You know, we got that baked mac and cheese. You know, we got them collard greens. We got them neck bones. Okay. And some of the neck bones is in the collard
Important.
greens. Okay. Turkey necks. Them turkey necks.
Now, Lacey, I have an important question because this is something that I've talked about repeatedly on this podcast, and people have shamed me for it in my real life, and I won't have it, okay? I've had enough. I feel like I'm about to get shamed for it. I can feel it right now because you didn't mention it.
No, wait,
Are
I
you a
wasn't done.
chitterling eating? Are you a chitterling eating?
No.
The gas said enough. The gas said enough.
Listen,
No, that's
Sequoia,
fine.
you do know that we're free, right?
Oh place on the Listen. You're not about to free shame me 2 days after Juneteenth, okay? I won't have it.
And from Texas, I found out later than everybody that we was free. That's the whole holiday of right. Juneteenth. And people who aren't black don't understand the nuance of that, because there are black people who are like, yeah, we love Juneteenth and we're going to eat watermelon and have chicken. And people think watermelon is like a negative thing. But the reason that watermelon has that like coon or whatever like stereotype is because black people were sharecroppers and they were selling watermelon and they were making a lot of money from watermelon. And then white people, like they did with woke, like they do with anything that we have, they bastardized it and made it something negative because they were like, look at them niggas over there making all that money with a damn watermelon. We gotta hurt them somehow. That's literally what it is. But I will say, even though I eat watermelon on Juneteenth, babe, we've been free for a little bit. There was this thing called the Emancipation Proclamation. And like, yeah, we had Jim Crow. We had a lot of things. We're still fighting to this day. But when they did that, babes, when they did that, you don't got to eat the chitterlets no more. You don't have to.
I don't think Reba would approve. I don't think Reba would approve this type of shaving. I don't think this is her spirit and her likeness. I know
so. Harriet Tubman is gone, but sis, walk with me. Let's follow the drinking gourd. The North Star is over
this
here.
This is not right. I'm going to follow the chitlins. That's what I'm going to follow.
I'm going to take you on the underground subway, okay? I'm going to take you on the railroad, okay? And we're going to go to freedom.
I can't believe that black people don't eat chitlins no more. Look at this. This is crazy. What have we become?
Because I know it became a delicacy, but it was, you know, it came from scraps and it was getting from massa.
I know what it is.
And you know that even if we do deign to eat them, people don't be clean and they chitlins well enough. And they, what you gonna be eating? Boom?
Mine be clean. My mom clean mine. I trust my mama. They be clean.
Oh, she in there rubbing it with limes and lemons.
She be in there rubbing it.
You know, black people not supposed to cook our chicken. I just want to say it to black people. We're not supposed to clean our chicken. Okay, I just want everyone to know that.
Clean our chicken. I know.
I know we like to.
You could never tell my mom that. Soap it she up. Don't believe. She not. I done told her several times.
Salmonella everywhere, y'all. It's gonna cook out. It's science.
She said that's because other people dirty and they don't know how to clean their damn sink after. She don't care what I'm talking
Everything
about.
Everything roots back to racism. It's the reason why most black people like their steaks well done. It's because back in the Jim Crow South, if you went to a butcher and you were black, they would give you like older meat or like sketchier meat. So you had to cook it all the way through to make sure that you didn't get sick. So that's why it became like customary. It's the reason that black people like butter pecan ice cream. There was a time, I saw that, and I was like, damn, everything racism. I mean, we knew tipping was racism. That's literally from Jim Crow South. Right. They didn't want to pay black people to work, so they were like, oh, you can work here, but people have to tip you for you to have any wage. And then they just kept it.
Right.
They were like, everyone could be slaves with tips. We'll just keep it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, let's keep slavery. We like it. Yeah, we'll just make them tip, do what they need to do. So you're telling me that every black delicacy has a legitimate root in slavery that makes it acceptable today, except for my chitterlings. That one didn't have,
girl,
it wasn't good enough.
It's boo-boo in there. You know it is.
Not if you wash it out, Lacey. Not if you wash it out.
Okay, but listen, I know people out there eat ass. They, you know, like to eat human ass. They like to look on the booty hole. But that's essentially what you're eating. Pig booty, pig and cousin's booty. Come on now. Have you ever seen a pig and been like, I would love to eat that pig's ass? No.
I be eating other stuff off the pig.
Yes.
That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it at that. So you're not eating no chitlins. I just want to know. I just want to know what's going on. And I found out.
But it's okay. You know what? You anticipated it. That's it. You knew where I was gonna be.
I did. As soon as I saw the sigh. I said,
Have I been around them? Yeah, yes. Have I orbited a chitlin? Absolutely. I've seen them cooked.
Have you ever put one in your mouth?
No.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We're going to move on.
No judgment if you want to eat chitlins, y'all, okay?
No, I'm judged. No, it's too late. I'm already judged. Everybody.
I've eaten escargot, so, you know, I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. I've eaten frog legs.
In solidarity.
Frog legs, alligators.
I've eaten all of those things as well.
I ain't no possum, but people in my family do like to catch it and cook it up. So...
I'm
not a possum. I ain't no possum, but people do, you know.
I'm not above it though. I would try a possum. Anyway, favorite cast member is it Reba?
Of course it is. And I would
of course,
yeah. Naturally. I would say a second is Cheyenne. I thought that she was so fun. And I know her character was ditzy, but I think that it takes a smart person to play a ditzy person. And she just would hit those jokes Definitely. In a way that I loved Cheyenne. She was like such a ray of sunshine. If I was to pick my personality, I feel like I'm a Cheyenne. I don't think I am a Reba, but I love Reba. I'm not a single mom who works too hard. You know, I work too hard, but I'm not a single mom and nobody's in my house. Mm. There was a quote from Whoopi Goldberg that really resonated with me. They were like, Whoopi, when are you going to get married? And she was like, I don't think I want anybody living in my house. And I was like, ooh, Whoopi.
You know, that's real. My mom be saying the same thing. She'd be like, every time she spent too much time with a man, she's like, nope. They can't live here. I don't like it.
Man or woman.
Least favorite character? Very much that. Least favorite character from the show?
Least favorite Brock! Her husband! Of course. He is trash! Of course, right. And you know what's
so trash
about it is that he still wins. Like, the patriarchy still wins. Hmm. He's not with Reba no more. They divorced, yet he always all up in her house. He bringing his new wife in her house, Reba give his wife advice, like, all in a business all the time. And so it's basically like he gets the best of both worlds all the time. And I hate it. He doesn't deserve it.
Like, not only is she his new wife, she is his mistress.
Mm-hmm. That it's younger.
He left Reba. Mm-hmm. To be with younger mistress. What? In what world do you get to have your mistress in my house chatting it up with me, getting advice, and me and you chummy? We're not friends. We're not chummy. That's
and we're supposed to just act like that's fine. Like, we're like, Reba's the bigger woman now, and she's bringing the family together. It's like, no, that's not her responsibility. Get out of Reba's house. Everyone right now. Mm-mm. Single file.
Get out
of Reba's house.
She says she's a single mom that worked too hard. She's tired. And here y'all niggas are all over her stuff in the way. Move. Get out.
Surviving y'all. Like, she's surviving y'all. She's like, I'm a survivor of y'all.
She's 100%. Y'all putting her through it. Y'all are the problem.
And also, like,
and that's something else.
If a man is lucky and has one woman in his life that, you know, and he ain't shit. Okay, Wayne. Did you see that, the polygamy, black polygamy TikTok? There's like a whole black polygamy TikTok area. And I saw just recently a viral video of this man who has three gorgeous black women who are, they're all in a relationship together. And I was like, these women are amazing. Like, some of them have kids from previous relationships. They all like kind of like help parent and have a community. And I think that's really beautiful. The only issue is the damn man, because they were sitting on the couch with the first girlfriend. And he's like, you know, she's like, you know, you have to be really secure to be in a polygamous relationship. I'm like, you go off, girl. You tell him how you're so secure. I appreciate it. Anyway, so then he's like, you know, I knew that one woman wasn't enough for me. Like, you know, some women could cook and clean. Some women, they got their finances together. Other women got da 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 da. And I was looking at this bum. He ain't even sexy or nothing.
Bum.
And they built. They stacked. They fine. And I'm like,
of course.
How? And he ain't even got enough house. Had that many beautiful women in it. And that's Brock over here having his cake and eating it too.
Absolutely. And any relationship that involves a man, isn't the man always the problem? That's what I feel. If the relationship does involve one, if there's a problem, it's that nigga, I'm certain.
It's where we looking first. I'm sorry. We got to look there first. Take a gander. Now, we might be wrong. It might be the woman. Or if you're in a male and male relationship, it's definitely one of y'all. But like, it's, you know.
Y'all then, absolutely.
It's definitely one of y'all if you're gay. Definitely one of y'all, certainly. Right? But like, if it's a man and a woman, it's usually the man. We can just like, it's like how the cops, like, they don't do their job. But when a domestic situation happens, or not even a domestic situation, but if it's like a woman goes missing and she's married, the first person they're looking at is the husband. Oh.
Definitely is very much that. It's that same energy. And that's Brock. Brock is definitely the problem, the center of the issue. Why would you move next door with your new
door?
Like, don't piss me off, Brock. This is not funny.
And the kids, like, most of them are wrong. You wouldn't need to move next door. That's weird. That's weirdo behavior.
What are you talking about? You want to move in with your dad? He lives right there. He lives here, pretty much. What are you talking about? For what?
Bro, he wanted sister wives so bad.
He did. He almost had it too. And I'm sick about it.
Yeah.
Didn't appreciate that.
At all.
That was a problem I had. Reba was just a little too friendly with that ex-husband and that new wife slash mistress for my personal taste. Could you ever be friends with a cheating ex and their mistress, their person that they cheated on you with?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Was just not expecting. I feel like I asked you a leading question, like
You
how lawyers be
did.
asking leading questions, you
Like
know?
on
And it was like,
the night of
right, you know? And they get the answer that they're looking for. You said absolutely. I was waiting for the not. I was like, absolutely.
15th. You're like, did it stall? Did
Absolutely. Okay.
it freeze?
Right.
You
Did
were
it?
like, did it
Yeah.
absolutely what?
Lacey, did I
Absolutely.
lose you? Yeah.
Hello?
No. You said absolutely. You said what you said. Okay. And I respect it.
Yes. Because
I
like,
respect that.
in my opinion, I don't know. If you don't, I've had like situationships. I've dated people and it didn't work out. But if we're both good people and we just know it doesn't sing, they become my friends because that's essentially what we were doing. It was just like friends and like let's touch each other a little bit, you know? So like if we remain friends, we'll be like, we're not touching no more. Like I can be friends with you. So not now in Brock's situation. I don't know. Okay, so a mistress, I get it. It would take me some time. It would have to be like I would have to be tied to them in a way where like where Reba and Brock had kids. And you also you would have to like apologize and like show remorse and change your behavior and treat me kindly. And then I'll forgive you. Like forgiveness is like literally my weapon because I'm not holding on to your shit. Like, look, bro, I'm not gonna die
Oh,
holding on to that. Like, I'll let you
how
go.
cancer-esque of you. That is very
We all make mistakes. Now, if we have no ties, if we have no children, okay, if I'm not a single mom who works too hard, oh, babe, you'll never see me again. You'll ne never see me again. No, like, but if we have some ties, I think I could make it nice. I think Reba made a little too nice because I'm like, why is everybody in
She
your
did.
house
Why is everybody
all
living here, Reba? Why do these people
the
come
time? Reba.
in unannounced, like they got keys, like they pay rent here? Why are they here like
You
that?
don't never see nobody really knocking on the door in Reba. Like they
Ain't seen
coming
nobody
in.
rat-a-tat-tat ever on a door or nothing. I don't quite understand. It's a mistress, new stepmom. Is her name Becky, or did I make that up?
Becky with good hair.
Okay,
You might see definitely be like, I can't remember what her name is. That was the one I
I
said I
made
couldn't
that
remember
up.
her name was.
It
But
might start with a B. Beatrice, Becky, I don't know. Anyways.
maybe. I can't remember what it is. And I know people are gonna scream at the video like, we know the name.
I know.
Like
They
now I wanna
let
like
us know.
look it up to be like I don't want people to be mad because I this is something I hate in podcasts is when they'll be like, who was that person? And then we're like, oh, never
And you're
mind,
like,
moving on. Like, and then I'm like, no, get it,
no,
say
I'm
it.
the
Yeah,
Of course, now my Wi-Fi wouldn't be playing games,
my Wi-Fi
so.
is flaking too, so I'm so sorry. Y'all gonna have to have edging. You're gonna edge. I'm so sorry.
No, we're just right. We're edging you. You could drop it in the comments and I'll respond with like
Right.
most sincere apologies because
Yell at us in the
how dare me
comments. So
not know?
sorry.
Yeah, that's my bad.
But I love the
Okay,
character.
on September 23rd, 2021, esteemed drag queen Shea Coulee tweeted, "Black people, was the Reba show a guilty pleasure of ours? Because I'm finding a lot more of us watched it than I thought we did." And said tweet received 1,170 likes. Do you have any theories as to why Black people in particular felt Reba the way that we did and do?
Well, first of all, I love Shea Coulee. Amazing, like so sweet. Because on my podcast, listen to this game goddess. You can listen to Shea Coulee. Those cheekbones, they don't quit. They work so hard. but Shea's right that we have this connection. I think one from something that you said earlier that helped me even more connect to it. It was on Warner Brothers at a time where the WB was like, if the cops would come and Warner Brothers, it was our network. The W and the CW was isn't that the same thing? Did the W
No.
people come to CW?
No, but the last season of Reba was on the CW.
Oh, okay, that's what. Yeah, that's what you're saying. But like the WB, like wasn't that like the oh, you know, Dave Chappelle
You
has a
know what? It
joke
might have
about it.
merged.
I think that's what it is,
Yeah, it might have
CW.
merged. Yeah. Yeah.
But Dave Chappelle, who his turf shit, he's becoming old man shakes fist at cloud. But when he was in his prime, I loved his comedy, and he had a joke about the frog being like, "Of course, his network has his damn frog." Like, that's a W bear. It was like a black.
Oh.
It was black. And like, yes, and so now when I see Warner Brothers, I think like he was like, hey, niggers. I'm like, oh my God. like, it was very black. So we went over there and we watched our black television shows, and then they slipped Reba in, and we were like, oh yeah, we like Reba too. Like, so like, we love Reba, right? And I think we have this kind of kindred connection to her, like, motherhood and, like, her, like, countryness and, you know, brass tacks, comedy. And we have taste. Black people have taste. But also, I think it's the Steve Irwin of it all.
Ooh, yeah. Steve Irwin is someone I always want to talk about on this podcast as well. So
because black people are always like, look, it's on site for stingrays. It's on site.
Yes.
And we're not joking. Like, it's not a joke about his death. Like, I think we all somehow watched this show that was like comforting about this nice white man who liked animals. I think it also, a little theory that I'm having too now coming to me is that maybe black people loved it so much because we were like, we want white people to be kind and nice. And we want white people to not be racist. And we support white people. Hell, if you can fucking do a two-step, niggas gonna exalt you to Ellen fame. Like, we need to stop doing that. And also, like, the cookout invitations are closed. So if you're inviting anybody, you don't have a plus one. Like, please stop.
Plus ones. We've stopped. Yeah.
The Root, I'm looking at you. Like, please stop. Like, I saw that. Yeah. List, and I was like, this is embarrassing. Are you not embarrassed? Like,
it wasn't even a good list. But anyway,
no, so, not at all. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I think we all, like, as black people, and I know it's like a wide swath to say this, I think some of us will align ourselves with white supremacy for safety because we're like, this is the only life I get, so I might as well get as much out of it as I can. And then a lot of us fight against white supremacy because we're like, things could be better tomorrow, and Sequoia won't eat chitlins anymore because the change gonna come.
I'm not willing to fight that hard. Sorry, y'all.
Like, we was born by the river in a little tent, but we're not at the river no more, Sequoia. Like, we're not at the river.
I was born by the river. I was shaking that ass.
Bending over, popping pussy. I was making a cash.
Very much.
You ain't wrong. But I think it is a little bit of that, too. It's like, oh, there's this nice white lady, and they're not having the episodes where it's like, I called the cops on a black person. It's like, it's wholesome. So I think there's a little bit of that too. And, you know, we love Steve Irwin, and that's a 10 toes situation. Anytime I see the Irwin kids tweet anything, especially if it's about their dad, I'll go to the comments and it's literally just black people like, we love you so much. You look so well. Like, your dad would be so proud. Yep. Like, we're in them comments heavy. Yep. Like, the Concord 900 was our guy.
100%. 100%.
And Reba's our girl. Steve. Don't play Do about Steve or his children. Okay. Mm-mm. Because we checking for them. We're going to make sure they're good. Mm-hmm.
And Reba is also our girl. Yes. I feel like black people in general, this is a generalization, obviously not all black people, of course, per usual, like a more mouthy woman on television. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at the time, a lot of the white women who were on television were a little bit less than, you know, Reba was.
It was all like way too hot wife for who she married. That was a sitcom trope.
Very much that. Like, this doesn't make any sense. And now she's sitting here like, she's not pressing him enough. She's not snappy enough at him for our personal taste. But Reba was definitely giving it. Somebody else who was definitely giving it is Roseanne. That television show. She was also...
Before she got on that Ambien, I guess. Another good racism.
And then she spoke.
We got her right out. And we're like, don't talk.
That she was racist. And, like, why would you call a black lady a monkey? Why would you call Valerie Jarrett a monkey? What is wrong with you? Anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Ambiences.
Just embarrassing, you know?
But we're like, don't talk. Like, we're like, we love you. Don't talk. And every time they talk, we're like, oh, you're racist. Okay, well, we knew
that. Why would you ruin it for me?
We had a good guess, but don't confirm.
I knew. I'm not dumb. Why would you have to confirm it? Like, be quiet.
Let us all enjoy something without having to feel like, now we can't. But you're right. It's like we do like mouthier women. Not even mouthier. Mm. Just like not a woman who's subjugated by a man because There is so much matriarchy in the Black community, and
Yes.
I know a lot of people resent it because they're thinking like, oh, a single parent household, or oh, the Black mom is just raising the kids by themselves. And I always encourage people, like men, to realize like, who stayed? Who stayed? And you calling us mouthy and you mad at us and you hate women, but who the fuck stayed? And you
There's
mad thinking
that.
that your mama needed to make your daddy stay, but like, let's, can we just talk about who actually stayed? Who stayed?
Right.
Because
I
I could
can
have
make a
dropped you
grown
off
man
at
do
the fire
nothing.
station, babe. I could have dropped you off at the general hospital and scoot, 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 like, and I've been
Bent the corners, okay?
the
So,
corners.
okay.
And you mad because she yelling at you about cleaning your room again inside before the streetlights go on. And that's not to say every parent is good or not abusive, but it's like, come on, at some point we got to start looking at who stayed. And it is the
Right.
mouthy Black woman. And like, it's not mouthy, like,
Often.
it's just speaking up for yourself.
Right. I really like what you said about Black, the Black familial unit in general being kind of matriarchal. And I didn't grow up with a single mother, but I definitely grew up in a matriarchy. Like, nevertheless, my mom was, she wasn't even the breadwinner. My dad was a breadwinner, but she was, it was a matriarchy.
Oh no,
That's just
you
what it
give the
was.
energy of you grew up in a matriarchy, and so
Thank
do
you.
I. So I love that
Thank
energy. It's my
you. Very
favorite.
much that. And I'm like, Reba definitely gives that matriarchal energy. The Roseanne show also gave that, even though Dan was present in Roseanne. It's just a certain energy that I feel like Black people enjoy when watching the television. It feels familial. It feels like we can recognize that. We're like, yeah.
You know what it also is that Black people like when you get to the point, like when you're blunt, like not like, you
That's what I'm
know,
saying.
and like there is a huge thing in white culture where you have to do this subtle thing of like telling people things without actually just clearly telling them, hinting at it, being passive aggressive, per my last email energy. And it's like,
Hate it.
Black people are like, we would much rather, we do it in white spaces because we know that they'll get retaliatory if we are direct, because then they're like, you're being aggressive. Oh my God, he hit me. Hello, police. Like, but like, we don't want to say per my last email. We want to say, I already said this. And Reba was saying, I already said this.
It's really simple.
And then you
It's
don't
really
have to do the
simple.
mental gymnastics of trying to say something in a way that feels subversive enough that you're not hurting someone's feelings because they are too sensitive to just take facts as they are.
This is a fact. If your feelings are hurt behind the facts, that doesn't sound like a me problem. I'm not cussing you out. I'm not being rude. I'm not being abrasive. I'm not being aggressive. I'm simply stating what happened. And you want me to go the passive aggressive route, and I simply won't. That has gotten me in trouble in every job that I've had. And I have had retaliation happen for that reason. I don't have time. And that probably is why Reba appeals more to a Black audience. Because it's like, yeah, no, this is direct. This is bluntness. Versus, I literally was reading a study that talks about how in the workplace, white people do have a certain communication style, just in general. White people have a certain communication style. They prefer, what was it? It was like they prefer peace to truth, whereas Black people prefer truth to peace. I'm never going to omit the truth in order
No.
to keep the peace here. That sounds like an absence of justice to me. Anyways, we're getting too deep
Oh
on
no.
that.
I mean, listen,
But,
sometimes you gotta wake it up and you just woke it up.
you
And I'm
know,
with you.
you
But I
know.
think that's why we were like, Reba, like she feel like a little bit one of us. Like she's over here actually speaking the truth and not necessarily worried about keeping the peace. And like,
I hate
I
it.
love to keep peace. I'm a Cancer baby. Like I want everybody to be happy, but at the same time, like it gets so exhausting trying to put everything that you think through a filter when you could just say what you think in a kind way that is like collaborative and accepting and nice. But no, you have to do that shit. And I'm the same way as you. Like I got retaliated on a few times, like at jobs that I
Yeah.
didn't want to be at. Thank God that I've been on my
Right.
quitting mentality. Like I'm like, oh, but I'll leave. Get somebody else to do it. Do my brows. Like I'm leaving. Like my grandpa's 80th birthday party. I was working at a restaurant in West Hollywood, waiting tables, a sushi restaurant. That's why I know how to say check please in Japanese. Oh, why so? Agnashimasu. And
Hey,
but like.
absolutely.
I was supposed to be part time. They started scheduling more, scheduling more, scheduling more, And then I was like, oh, well, my grandpa's 80th is coming up. I need to go to this. And they were like, well, you said that you had to leave for a family emergency like 3 months ago. And I said, if they wouldn't let me off, I was like, I have to quit if you're not going to let me have the day off because I'm going regardless. So this time they were like,
Right.
well, we're not taking that. You have to quit stuff this time. Like you, they're, and I was like, all right, bye. And I literally got up
Okay.
and left. They were so mad. They were like, oh my God,
Yeah.
this bitch really did what she said she was gonna do. Like, bitch, we not, I'm
Mm-mm.
telling you the truth. I'm not giving you threats. These are promises.
100%. There feels like this air of like, this little black girl doesn't have the means to actually quit this job with no other backup. So like, let's pull this card and see if she really does it. Fuck around and find out if you want to.
If you
Fuck
want
around and find
to.
if you would like to. Yeah.
So many people in my life, and maybe because we both have matriarchal energy, but like, they're like astonished by my confidence. They're like, why do you feel like you deserve
Same.
things? Like, hey,
Yeah.
make yourself smaller. Why you just think you deserve things? And I'm like, my guy, like, I deserve everything you have and more. I've had people tell me that I
Everything that
get
you have
paid
and
more than
more.
them, and I was like, babe, even if you mowed the lawn, I should get paid more than you. Like, let's be so
And what about it,
serious and
right?
for real.
What about it?
Was I supposed to like what you want me to do with that information? You want me to be like, oh my God, how dare they not be paying you more than a negress? How dare they
Like,
not?
right. What is wrong with people?
People be
I
saying
just
anything to me. I got a kind of face, I guess, that just people would just say any and everything to me. And I'm like, you didn't hear what you said? You shouldn't
You
say that
heard what
out
came out of your mouth.
loud.
Right.
You should put that
What's
in your
crazy is I don't
journal.
have that kind of face at all. People don't be saying
You don't.
not any people I don't have that kind of
Listen,
face.
I'll say y'all
But
weren't here, but I was late to this podcast because my internet wasn't working and I was leaving the writer's strike and a bunch of bullshit. And I got on the damn phone and I was like, Sequoia, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Like, I don't want to waste your time. Like, I love you so much. Like, please. I thought it was like she was going to slap me through the phone. I was like, I'm so sorry, queen. You do not have a face
People think I'm so
like
much meaner than
yourself.
I am. I'm
You're not
not.
mean. It
But the
wasn't mean. It just gives you all the face of somebody that you respect.
I do have a
I
face.
don't
I do have a
It's like
face. No, I
you don't
appreciate
play about
that.
Sequoia. So I
It
was like,
insulates me from a lot of the bullshit, but I still be hearing it. Somebody told somebody else something. I'm like, huh, that's crazy that you. Is it because I'm a negress? That really is what I be feeling like. I be like, huh, this is
oh
because I'm a
my God. And
negress. I see.
it do be. And it's like, damn, that's bleak. But that's why I love Reba's out here, like, and also Reba's a woman, and so there is that like womanhood aspect to it as well. And you know, white women be
Yeah.
trying to sneak in on feminism. They be leaving us out. Like, y'all stop leaving y'all my voting stickers on Susan B. Anthony's grave. She was a racist. Let that shit go.
Oh my God.
Like,
Enough.
also, white women, please remember that the biggest beneficiary of affirmative action is you.
White
So
women.
let's be so
No.
serious and for real and stop. Like, whoever that Asian dude was like, oh, I didn't get into UC Berkeley because the 2% of black people were there, not the 43% of white people were there or the legacy students.
Right.
It's like, as soon as
Right.
somebody has something that they want, they're always looking to black people because they're like, you're
They're
the
like, you
one.
guys don't deserve it. Right. You're undeserving. I'm way more deserving than you because you are black and I am not. So why do you have it and I don't have it?
Yep, that's how I figured
Maybe because I'm
out.
better than you.
Right. And I had to
Simple.
be. But also,
And I had to be. I had to be a lot better than you too, not just a little bit.
to even get half of what you got. Like, let's be so
A
serious.
lot.
I realized I go into white spaces sometimes, and like, really, which white spaces sometimes, or like something more basic, like first class on an airplane, right? And white people will always kind of find a way to ask me what I do for a living. And I was like,
Yes.
what is, I just like, started thinking about it really deeply. I was like, what is this about? And I was like, oh my God, I get it. It's like, we actively try not to give you niggas money. How did you get money?
Right.
Are you an athlete working for an owner who's making more money off your back? Are you a
Right.
singer working for a studio? Or,
You
you know,
have an
like,
overseer?
yeah, who's your
Right.
overseer? Because
What's
how did you get
right?
money? And how did you get in here? Because we need to make sure we stop that. Like,
How did you get
we're
to stop
stressed.
that. We have to cut that
We're
out. Yeah, no, we've had
stressed.
enough of
What are
you.
you doing? How did you get here?
Very
You're supposed to
much.
be here. Like,
Nobody like you was supposed to be here. Get out. They do like that. Do you remember Abigail Fisher, like years ago, when she was upset that she didn't get into like Some very basic Texas school. Yes.
Okay, I will say UT is not basic. I'm from Texas.
Sorry. Sorry, my bad. I forgot you're from Texas. Also, listeners, you know, I don't know nothing about Texas. My bad.
There's like top 10%. I got automatic acceptance into the University of Texas. Didn't go because I got more money from somewhere else. But period. There were girls that were mad that I got in and they didn't. It was like, it's a thing. But yeah, I remember her. She went, like, took it all the way, you know, through the courts and stuff.
To the Supreme Court.
But they never thinking about all the other white girls who look just like you that got in and you didn't. That's
the whole thing.
Like, babe.
Because they assume that they're supposed to be there, but you're not. You're taking something from them. Your blackness is taking something from them. But the white girls, they're supposed to be there, so.
And you bring up Abby, that actually really puts a stain, because I'm pretty sure she was a redhead, and that really disappointed me.
She was.
That
she was a redhead.
I love redheads, and it really disappointed me that she was a villain like that, because Reba works too hard and loves her kids and never stops. For you to act like that, Abigail.
Tarnished. Okay. Wait, before I forget, this is so off topic. Have you heard that people with naturally red hair, anesthesia does not work on them?
Yes, is this a conspiracy theory?
No,
are you going home this out via TikTok on me?
No, I found this out via TikTok from redheads. Like, they all, like, I saw video after video of redheads being
but
like,
did you Google it after the TikTok?
I did.
Okay,
It doesn't, like, not 100% of the time, but like often anesthesia does not work on people with natural red hair. And like, they tell doctors this ahead of time. They're like, I've been put to sleep for oral surgeries, for regular surgeries, whatever. I tell doctors ahead of time now.
They're like, I'll wake up.
Like, a normal dose of anesthesia doesn't work. Like, I will wake up. And they don't believe them. So they're like, yeah, I'm just having surgeries awake, damn near. What? I'm like, oh my God. That blew my mind. I want to know what the fuck is going on. Science. Someone explain it now. Science. I need to know.
I mean, there's all types of things with our bodies, but if you're a redhead listening out there, one, I love you and I think you're beautiful, except for Abby and any other raggedy bitches out here doing things you shouldn't be doing. You know who you are.
Raggedy.
You know who you are. But I will say, like, it's funny, like, so can I ask, like, gender identifying, were these redheads mostly female or?
No, I think it was mostly men, but there was like a mix.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear that it was, like, also men, because, like, a lot of the medical malpractice happens with women, where they just, like, don't want to give you things.
Talk about
I had to, like, I had three fibroid procedures last year.
You did? Yeah. I have a fibroid. I just found out. Let me, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, hit me up after this, because I have all the doctors and all the information. I had two embolizations where they cut off the blood supply to the fibroids, but then they were so large, they became necrotic. So one was, like, the size of a cantaloupe. Like, so I had to have them surgically removed. But I remember one embolization, it was out. I just left. Like, after the procedure was done, my family member took me home, right? Then the next time I had it done after the major surgery, I was like, I should stay in the hospital because the pain is really, really bad. And so I stayed in the hospital so they can manage the pain. 3 a.m., my doctor got me on the schedule. This nurse gonna come in. Well, I was like, are you here to give me my medicine? And she was like, well, like, are you having any pain? Like, if you're not, they're like, you don't really need it. Like, da 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 da. And I was like, on a schedule for a reason, because if you get behind the pain, that's what they call it, like, if the pain starts, then if you take the medicine or whatever, you're already behind, so you're gonna be in pain for hours. And so I was like, my doctor told me how to do this, he told me to do this, and he gave you this information. She was like, well, if you're not in pain, then, and I honestly think it's because they're like, we have tried to kill you niggas for so long and you're still alive, you must have more tolerance for pain than we do. You dancing,
right?
You doing edge designs,
swoops?
Right, you know,
you niggas is thriving alive. No,
you dance every week. There's no way we feel pain the same way, because we are inflicting it on you. What are you doing?
Right,
like, but I will say, like, guarantee anybody out there, for the redheads and everyone, like, just threaten legal action, even if you're not rich. And here's the way to do it: you don't just say, like, I'll sue you or da 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 something extra. This is not Dick Wolf. Doom doom Law and Order. No, you say. Gaslight him a little bit. What's your name? You know what? Never mind. I don't need it because the time that you clocked into work today, I can easily have my lawyer figure out. So if you're going to deny me my pain care, then go ahead and put that in writing. And even if you don't, I will have record of this, that you denied me what I was supposed to have and that you're racist. I was like, you know, the mortality rate for Black women in hospitals, especially during childbirth, is through the roof. And this is
You're
the
right.
treatment that we get from people like you who are assuming that we are drug addicts, and we are not.
Yeah.
So go ahead and write that down for me. And
Write it.
right after that, oh my God, ma'am, no, I'm not a racist. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, scammed
Make sure you give me my fucking ride. Now you're scammed and give me my pills.
right. I
Thanks.
got it was
Administer it.
IV. It wasn't even pills. But I'm like,
A
sis,
drip.
I got an entertainment lawyer. I don't got no lawyer that can sue you with. But guess what? I drive around and find a bus bitch. I'll find a bus bitch in a
Right.
fucking minute. Okay? I'm gonna walk out the hospital with a
Absolutely, if I
neck
need
brace
to.
on and be like, I got the they gave me the neck, like they did it to me in the hospital, but then I got a
They
neck
did
brace.
it. Right. I received it in the hospital. Yeah, I sustained this injury here on my
Okay,
neck in the
I keep a
hospital.
neck brace in my car. Don't play with me.
Don't hit Lacey in a car. If you see Lacey driving, don't hit her in the car. She's gonna
You
pop the
hit
neck
me,
brace
I'm
off.
immediately gonna have a neck brace on.
She popped the neck brace
Before the
off
cops get there,
instantly.
before we exchange insurance, I got a neck brace and I'm gonna open the
They'd be
door.
like, "Ma'am, did you go to the doctor? Did you have time to go to the
No,
doctor
you
between
did
now
this to
and you can
me.
like,
I'm gonna open the
I
door with a
just
cane, like slowly pushing it out. They're
right.
like, "What?" I'm
You
like, "No,
did
you did
this to
this.
me."
How dare
I
you?"
respect that. I do respect
But
that.
so
Yeah,
redheads with
you gotta get what you
anesthesia,
want.
get out there and pretend you got a lawyer. We can all pretend we got a lawyer. Like, who gonna know? Who gonna check you, boo?
Reba, right. If you need to know Reba,
Take a page out of
if
Reba's
you need to
book
know,
and get mouthy, redheads, and say you got a lawyer.
get mouthy, okay?
Yeah.
And just tell them you got a lawyer.
And do the
Tell them
what's
what
your
Lacey
name part,
said.
because the what's your name part is fire, being like, what's your name, and then answering your own question and be like, you know what? I can see when you checked into the hospital for work today. I don't even need it. Like,
Never
that's the
mind.
thing
I
that
don't need to
gets
know.
them.
Never
That's
mind.
what gets
That's
them.
so good. That is so good. Ooh, I know they heart be palpitating. I know they be scared.
Because that's like,
Legitimately
what powers
scared.
do you know? What's going on that you like? Never mind. I don't even need the
Right.
name.
Be like, ooh, that didn't sound good. Let me clean this up right quick before I really get in trouble. Yeah. Lacey, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk to me about Reba, your fave, your redheaded fave.
Thank you for
Please
having
let
me.
folks know where they can find you on the internet, your podcast, any other projects you would like to chat about.
Yes, if you want to find me on the internet, DivaLaci, Diva Lacey on all platforms. If you want to listen to my podcast of silliness about scams, Scam Goddess Podcast, and watch iCarly stream it. It's on Paramount Plus right now. It's coming out every week. And July 7th, The Outlaws comes out on Netflix. So get into that. And you can also stream the Lopez show on Peacock. So, like, I don't know. Consume one thing that I'm making, please.
Jesus. Lacey be making, okay? A creator for real. And per usual, you can find me at BPLP Pod across Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com with episode topic recommendations, hate mail, feedback, or anything else. Damn, this is the part where I say listen to my new podcast, Glass House by Square Homes, but y'all know that that is not been updated in months at this point. So that's it.
Okay, last thing
Thanks
I
for listening, y'all.
wanted to say was, I meant to tell you,
What?
I crowd surfed for the first time at a Phoenix concert. I love Tame Impala. I love Phoenix. Wolfgang Amadeus is one of my favorite albums. I call it Three Bombs. But yeah, like, I crowd surfed for the first time there, and it was very fun. Yeah.
Wow. I know that you have to have some Leo in your chart. That is,
I
yeah,
do.
you
Venus.
gotta have the fire all up and through your chart. What's your big three? Also, by the
Oh,
way,
so
we
I'm a
let
Leo
people know.
Venus. I am
Okay.
a Libra rising. I am a Cancer sun, and I am an Aries moon.
Okay.
Nightmare
Yep.
fuel.
That sounds about right. It sounds about right. Sounds like a lot of energy. Sounds
But
like a likable and a lot of energy. That's what it sounds like.
I just have to tell you that. I just wanted to tell you that, Segoya. I was
No,
like
I get
excited to
that.
tell you that because I do love Paramore and Haley. She's our queen.
I want to be like you. What Paramore song do you like? What's your
Oh,
favorite
she
Paramore song, just
also
off the top of
had
your head?
that red hair for a while.
She
The
did.
orangey
Red
red.
hair Haley. Yes, like a
Yes.
real red. Yeah, a punchy red.
I mean,
Yeah.
this is gonna be so cliche, but I gotta go. I didn't mean to brag, but you got where I want him now. Like,
Come on, vocals.
it's I gotta go there. I'm sorry. It's just so good. It's so good. Like, so,
It
but I
is.
love Haley, and she's got vocals. And like, I like she always talks about Black women that she like listens to, and like she's like, oh, I love Beyonce's like riffs and da-da-da-da. Like, Haley's been a real one. Haley's been a real redhead like Reba, keeping her mouth shut, being a
Like
redhead like
Reba.
Reba. Single mom who works too
That's it.
hard. I love that for her.
Yeah. How do you talk about Sugar Queen?
I just like derailed the ending of this. I just wanted to tell you that. You don't
No,
even have to
no.
put it in. I
No, you're good. I mean, it's in. We're keeping it all at this point. That's it, y'all. We're leaving. Bye.